Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Khloe Kardashian joined us after the show last week. And she and her sister, Courtney, man, this reality TV is pure, dude. I mean, I don't know if it's like purely scripted, but the drama on it is pretty intense.
So I feel bad for Courtney, and I'm sure you know that too. I thought you guys agreed to revamp the store together.
We did, and Courtney told me she was coming out here to get everything set up. I had to come out here when Lamar was on the road.
I feel like you left her for dead out here to do everything.
You don't have a job, so you could come with Courtney and travel with her. My husband works, and I don't want to leave my husband, so you guys could travel as a family.
But you need to know that I also work all day long now.
What do you do?
I'm opening my own nightclub here. I have my vitamin business. I'm launching Rejuvicare. What are you doing? Now, I get it. You're busy being a housewife, but maybe you shouldn't tell your sister that you're also going to be here working. She's had the hardest time.
You don't even know. Get out of my room.
What are you laughing at, Melissa?
Just all the business he was rattling off. I just thought was funny.
That guy's a boosh.
He is, isn't he?
Oh, that's Scott. That's Courtney's baby daddy, but he's been a boosh for a long time.
And everybody in the family hates this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we get Khloe on and we ask her about that. We ask her to give sisters advice. If their sister is in a relationship with a dude that you don't agree with, how do you handle that? Mm-hmm. And she also tells us that the tabloids got so up in her head by saying that she was pregnant that she actually took a pregnancy test because she thought maybe they knew something she didn't.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. You're on the Burt Show right now.
Yay.
Yay for all of us. How are you today?
I'm great.
I think a lot of our listeners can either learn a lot or not a lot for the way you're handling Scott and your sister's whole relationship thing here. Like, if we've got anybody that has a sister that's in a really crappy relationship, what advice do you give as far as, like, handling that whole situation?
Well, I mean, I think at first I wasn't handling, or I don't think I was handling it right at first. I think I was way too involved. I mean, I'm very protective over my sisters. And
of course.
I feel like, you know, love is blind and an outsider looking in sometimes. I mean, I was definitely for years letting her do her thing, but it's almost like, okay, enough is enough. Let's figure it out. But the more I would get involved, the more defensive she would get to protect him, especially now that, like, Mason's here because she feels like this is my family and I don't know. It's like a different type of protection now. So I am now doing the opposite. I am now trying to stay completely out of it. Now I am. Now we're filming season 5, so I'm really trying to stay away from Scott and trying to have some peace, but it's not just me who doesn't like him.
Yeah, you must want to shake her sometimes and go, okay, this is not just a me thing here. Everybody in the family dislikes this dude.
Well, I'm trying to also say, you know, I'm not her. I don't walk in her shoes every day, so, you know, maybe she obviously she sees things that I don't see, and obviously he, you know, treats her a way that I don't see it. I don't know. I don't really have an answer. But, you know, with doing the Miami show, it's no secret that we don't get along, Scott and I. And doing the show, Courtney asked me to go down and help her with Dash. When we did the first season, we hired all these Dash employees who I think, you know, really came to work in our store for the wrong reasons. They wanted to be on TV. So when we left and I got married and Courtney got pregnant, they basically just ditched us and left us high and dry. We had to hire new girls over the phone. When we came back this time, the store was like in shambles. So we had to basically do an overhaul on the store.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney asked me to come down and help her, but I basically was leaving my family, my beautiful, peaceful environment, to now go live under the same roof with Scott, Mason, and Courtney. So there was a lot. This season, there's a lot more fighting and tension between all of us because who in the hell would be comfortable with that?
And how did your husband feel about that?
Well, I mean, I was gone a week there and a week back. I was trying to make everyone happy. I was trying to, Lamar, at first, I was like, sure, go. And then when I went, he was like, I want you to come back home. And because I used to go on the road with him a couple days if he was on long road trips. So then I would come back, and then Courtney would give me, I'm a single mother. I can't do this on my own. Like, I would be so many guilt trips going on every end that I finally said, fine, I'll do a week with you. And then when Lamar goes on the road, then I'll go with Courtney. And then when Lamar comes back to L.A., I'll be in L.A.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of travel.
It is a total lot.
It's a lot, but I was trying to make everyone happy, but now, you know, I understand Courtney's doing what's best for her and her family, and that's what I have to do for me.
Are there any ever, like, attention sibling rivalries between you and Courtney? Like, I mean, you guys are both on this reality TV show, you're both beloved, but do you ever feel like there's some jealousy issues between the two of y'all?
Not between Courtney and I at all. Courtney and I, we do get along really well, and Courtney does not care. Courtney could care less who's paying her attention. She's just not that girl. Like, she's never been as a kid. Like, she's just not that type of person. Kim and I, we are more competitive. I'm not jealous of Kim in any way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's beautiful and talented and I love everything she does, but we're just more competitive, which I don't think there's a problem with that.
So Khloe Kardashian joining the Burt Show this morning.
Khloe, there's been a whole bunch of rumors that you and Lamar are expecting. Can you, like, squash those rumors or confirm those rumors?
Yeah, well, I have no idea where they came from. They say that it's confirmed and this and that. I'm not pregnant, but I've also said, you know, there's also, I don't expect that if I was 2 months pregnant for health concerns, I'm not going to be sitting here and saying, oh, yes, I am, and no, I'm not, just because there's the health of a person at this point. But I don't know where people come up with these stories. Like, I want to know who confirmed it, and I'm 2 months pregnant, someone says, and then someone else says I have a baby name. Who are you guys talking to?
Does that make you reevaluate who's in your friend group? Because would you think it's, like, a friend or family member that would spread the initial rumor?
Oh, no, because I'm not. So I think it's really anyone from, I have no idea. I don't know if magazines are allowed to just, mm-hmm, make it up and say, like, a source said. Like, I don't know how that all works, but I have no idea. But even, like, on a cover, it says Kim and Reggie are back together, and now Kim's pregnant. I'm like, where are you? She's in New York right now. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Can we address future rumors that haven't started it yet? Like, why, why are you guys breaking up?
Who?
You guys. I mean, it's obviously a rumor that hasn't started yet, but
yeah,
I think...
I was like, what? I mean, you know what? People come up with the craziest things. I have no idea. But I will tell you how these things can mess with your head so much. So the rumor was I was pregnant. Even my stepdad called me because we leave him out of everything. And Bruce was like, are you pregnant? I was like, no, I'm sorry, Bruce. I would tell you if I was, I promise. So, this is how confused I was. Then it was everywhere on TMZ, on Perez Hilton. Every magazine was calling my publicist. So I'm so nuts that I went out and got a pregnancy test. I was like, what if they know something that I don't?
They knew it before you did.
Yeah, like, that's how confused I got.
That's awesome. That's funny.
I was like, I don't want to lie, so let me figure this out. And Lamar comes home and sees a pregnancy test. He's like, what's going on? And I was like, everyone says I'm pregnant. He's like, okay.
That's funny.
I don't know. He's like, you let the magazines confuse you? I was like, yes, I'm sorry.
So I was going to ask you about the whole radio thing, because you had a radio show, and I just was curious, like, what you were most surprised about, like, what you didn't expect when you were hosting your show.
Well, it was... The first time I did it was in the first season I went to Miami, which I loved. The second time I did it, it was just a different format. It was pre-taped, and it was flowed a lot more better. It flowed a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was pre-taped, and I don't think I was so nervous or felt like I had to get every question out by a certain time,
mm-hmm,
which I know that's not, like, ideal. Everything can't be pre-taped. But I don't think I didn't think I would ever be nervous in life, and I'm so nervous doing radio.
Really?
Really.
I just get, like, scared. Like, am I asking good questions? Do these people think I'm an idiot? Like, I don't know what the other person's thinking, but I try to think when I do interviews, I don't think anyone, I never look at anyone and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Did we ask good
Did
questions?
Did we ask okay questions?
Yeah. You guys ask great questions, but how you guys are very, like, talkative and it's very natural. I don't think I'm listening to what they're saying. Like, I think I'm just concerned about what to ask next.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
All right. The show comes on. It's Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on E. Do I have that right?
Yep, Sunday nights, 10 o'clock on E.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And good luck with the baby.
Thank you.
Bye, Chloe.
You're on The Burt Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So Wendy gave us some bad news this morning.
Yeah, sausage guru, the breakfast guy, Jimmy Dean, passed away over the weekend. He was 81 years old, but died of natural causes. But we know
I was sad about it, yeah.
I was bummed. I was bummed this morning.
I want to get to 81. I'd be stoked if I make it to 81 years old.
Yeah, as long as my friends and family, you know, members are still around. Yeah, that'd be fun. But yeah, Jimmy Dean is somebody you grew up with. You saw him in commercials doing his sausage commercials. He's a country music singer. So yeah.
And that sausage is good because not only did it come in little rolls, but it came in the sausage biscuits that you would heat up every morning. And I had those growing up as a child.
And a cowboy boot was on the label. So you know it was good.
There's your brand right there.
Southern food.
So he passes away at 81 years old, but it does give us an opportunity to play some of the best complaint calls that we have compiled over the years. Mm-hmm. And we'll start it out of respect for Jimmy.
Okay.
This complaint call. And these are real, man. These are absolutely real.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with their fried eggs and their T-bone steaks.
Speedy, brother.
And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed four, five, six people.
I understand.
And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye. Little old 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage goes between your brother and me and you, 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs a kick. Some little consumer geekeroid.
Geekeroid.
Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. I'm going to eat, god.
He's even got the family in the background agreeing with him. Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Well, did he eventually offer the 16-ounce roll of sausage? Because I'm curious if that's in the grocery store right now.
No,
that's fantastic.
All right, this is, I think this is the dude that completely melts down when he wants a new mouse. And then the customer service guy is just not giving him exactly what he wants. So he starts screaming, and the customer service guy starts screaming back at each other, and he just gets louder and louder and louder.
You're getting this call, and if you purposely break the mouse, it will not be covered by warranty.
Oh, well, you're going to have to prove that, okay?
It's in your warranty agreement, sir. We do not, request for misuse and abuse.
There is no misuse and abuse.
As the ref.
It was a mouse.
You just say, I am so glad that we are recording this so I can play it back for everybody else in the office. All right, this one here is a timeless classic. This is the guy calling Dell. All right, first he's just calling up to check out an ad that he saw, right? And the Dell guy goes for the hard sell.
Thank you for tuning in. My name is Robert. What can I build for you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $9.99. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have a Pentium 4 processor, 520. We HD technology, 2.8 gigahertz. Okay, DVD player in the first bay and a free CD burner in the second bay. No floppy drive. You want to have the 3.5 floppy drive?
Will this not do a disk? If I wanted to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 3-0.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because the future is going to cost more money. Okay, and no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Hmm. Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better and I'll call back.
Why? You got the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets back for me. You call me again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oi! I can't believe it, Paul. Like a little girl. I can't believe it, Paul. Only for speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Little pussy girl. Get out of here.
That's my favorite of all time.
I love it.
That will never get old to me.
Oh, no, little hooker.
Little girl, you are little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
This is The Bert Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is The Bert Show.
So last week we started talking a little bit about bathroom habits because of Jen Hobby. Jen told us that she had a little bit of an accident when she was
asleep.
She's in a new relationship with a dude that spent the night over at her house, and she just let one go in her sleep. You know?
She pooted in bed.
She woke herself up from
it. Right.
And she was worried that...
It's the first time you heard this.
Yeah, it's the first time I heard that one.
She's got, ironically, she's got stomach problems today. But anyway, but she was worried...
She's listening right now going, well, you guys let it go.
Stop. But she was worried that he had heard about... He heard it because she was talking about how they just don't do that in front of each other.
So we started to get in... It became a more broad conversation about how some are better or more at peace with passing gas than others. And Jeff and I, as the dudes in the room, we should be like, oh, yeah, we let it go all the time. But it's been just the opposite. Jeff and I, we don't do that. And the women on the show have no problem with it.
Really? Wait. Both of you?
Yes.
Well, I'm surprised.
Y'all are in long-term committed relationships. What, 13 years, Jeff?
16 years for me.
Jeff is how long? I mean, you should feel comfortable enough with a partner or somebody you're with to just, you know, let one go. If it happens, it's just natural. We all poop. We all fart. We all do it. We've got gassiness going on.
If it's an accident. But what I'll still do now is if I go to go number two here, and my wife is in the room next to the bathroom, the water still goes on.
You cut the water on.
They were talking about turning the water on, the shower on, playing, and I said they know what you're doing in there.
Do you spray? Do you use the?
I don't spray, but I generally will go downstairs.
Then she definitely knows what you're doing.
Well, we've got three different levels to our house, so I'll go way down where there's nobody ever really hangs out, and I'll go down there.
No, you won't.
I swear to you,
I
will.
That's funny, man.
Really? Come on.
Funny.
And Melissa and Wendy this morning were saying they got no problem with any of this whatsoever.
And I'm surprised, y'all. I let mine ride. With me and my wife.
And
you
brag about it, too.
Oh, though. Yeah. I let him have it.
This is producer Carl here.
Yeah. I want the whole house to know. Daddy, mate. Yeah, man. I'm surprised that you don't agree with me. Actually, you're the first person that the first guy I've ever known to make it be like it's a secret or something. I've never heard a dude.
It's not that it's a secret. It's just that I've had friends like you that in high school, their dads used to just let it go, and everybody in the family thinks it's the funniest thing.
Right.
So I'm assuming that gets passed down to the next generation. So you are a loud farter, and you don't even excuse it.
Well, I'll let it go, baby. And another thing is, even when I'm using when I'm dropping deuces, dropping my kids off at the pool,
right.
I invite my wife to come talk to me. I need the conversation.
That's is what we got to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. Door's wide open. Come here, baby. Come talk to me.
Wide open?
Come talk to me. I need
Shut
to talk.
Up.
I need
That's
to talk.
His wife. He doesn't have to impress her anymore.
Hey, man. I'm serious. I think Nichelle, my wife, is the person I'm most... There's nobody on earth I'm more comfortable with, I think. And I let it all go around her.
I wish I had a camera on Bert's face right now.
I am absolutely shocked. So the door is wide open, and you guys will have a conversation...
Man, I'll have my kids come in.
What?
I'm serious. This is daddy exposed. We're close. We're close-knit family.
So as you're talking, sometimes you'll hear like,
Bert can't understand this right now.
This is so out of the realm of anything that is even possible for me. So as the two of you are having a talk, one will drop like into the toilet mid.
Bloop, bloop.
What?
And my wife, she knows. She knows that I'm halfway ignorant when it comes to that. But it's comfortable. You know, I'm comfortable with it. And she's comfortable with me being comfortable with that comfort.
Oh, will she do that in front of you?
No, she won't do it. Not at all.
Would it bother you if she did?
I could care less.
What?
Come on, baby. I know you're human.
You got gas. If I just had a camera, I just want Bert's expression.
I am mortified.
I'm mortified that you're mortified. I'm serious.
We're all not mortified.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious, man. I don't know where it started. I don't know where it started.
Let's go back now, because at one point, you respected your wife enough to close the door so you didn't poop in front of her.
It's not about respect.
And you know what?
For Bert, it is about respect. And then
it's a respect thing?
It's a respect thing. You don't crap in front of somebody else.
And I had that conversation with people outside the studio. I had this conversation with my friends about this honor. And they who agree with this side of the table, say it's a lack of intimacy.
Exactly. That's what I think.
It's lack of intimacy.
It's intimacy issues.
Definitely.
What?
Definitely.
Just saying. I'm just saying that it seems like there's respect on one side and intimacy on the other
side.
It's kind of like you're being fake.
It's a theme.
I'll say it from the other way around. Mm-hmm. I'd say that you're trying to alienate your partner by pooping in front of her. That you're the one with the intimate issues.
You know what, Bert? Try this. It's brought us closer. Try it. Try it
there's
this weekend.
No, I couldn't do it.
Try it this week. Just try it.
I couldn't do it.
When you're walking around the house naked, whenever have you got to that point yet?
I know you had issues. Bert has naked issues.
I know you had those issues.
Right.
Have you got past that yet? Or
I'm still working on those. What if I just poop in the hall like my son does? Like my 3-year-old. I'm naked. I'm walking around the house, and then I just crap right there.
As long as you clean it up yourself, it's fine. No,
I was
going to
say leave it there.
Bring a bag.
It brings closeness, man. It's brought us closer as
a
family.
The first time, do you remember? Because to me, this would be landmark. Like the first time that my wife did that in front of me, I would never forget it.
Come on.
The first
never.
Time she
did it. It would be the
it.
First and last.
Now, my wife, she'll hide her farts, and she'll hide all that from me, but I've caught
it
a few
times. She's
a
respectful woman, that's why.
Definitely. But yeah, I let mine go, man.
Mike, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
It is like you're talking about a different planet that I've never even heard of
Bert.
Before.
This is just hysterical.
Man. Y'all are nasty. What's up, Mike?
So, me and my wife, she's like my best friend, right? Mm-hmm. So, we kind of have contests on whose poop is bigger.
Oh, wow.
Oh, are
see,
you
that's,
kidding me?
That's a little much. I don't.
Yeah, you went to a different level now.
No,
she's my best friend.
No, I don't
so
want
to.
So
I understand
honey,
it, though.
You say, honey, honey, come in, look how long it is, and it's unbroken. Is that what you say?
I've gotten a picture at work.
What is the matter with you guys? No, that's a little much for all of us.
Now, I'm not going to lie. It's made my day a couple times.
That's funny.
Y'all got deep-seated problems.
They are taking competition to a whole new level.
I think I know what it is, but do you have a brother that you grew up with?
Those are two different questions. Not really. No,
not
that
really.
I grew up with.
Okay.
No.
See, me and my brother, we played the fart game, and I think it's just been elevated with my wife now. So I've become real comfortable doing that in my house. With my brother, we played the fart game.
Yeah, if there's brothers involved, that's funny,
man.
Because I was the baby, and I got held down and farted on.
On your head and stuff?
Yeah.
It was the fart game.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that in front of Katie
Jo? I have to shut the door, but she knows what I'm doing. I'm not running water or anything like that.
Will you guys have a conversation through the door, even when you're doing that?
We have, yeah.
Really?
Man, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what you're doing
Man, what
in
are
there?
You doing in there?
There's nobody in the room. There's nobody in the adjacent room. Nobody. I mean, I'll go where there's zero. Nobody. Solitary confinement.
Will you check into one of those hourly hotels that are nasty just so you can use the bathroom away from your house?
I
don't need it for somebody else. I just need to use your bathroom.
I am not going to be cornered around a whole bunch of dysfunctional people that are making me feel weird about this.
But it's natural.
Well, what do you do when you go on vacation and there's only one bathroom in the hotel?
I told you what I do. I ask her to go on out to like the deck, or I ask her to go downstairs and get a cup of coffee or something.
I know, right?
No.
Wait, actually, you know what? We teased about that this week. We were in Kentucky for that reunion, and I laughed, and I said, you know what? If I was Bert right now, I'd make you go somewhere else.
Right, man. Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi. Lisa?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, so when I was first married, we had one bathroom. And when I was taking my bath, if he had to go, he would come in, and he would sit down and light a cigarette. And, you know, we would sit there and talk, and he would lean over and wash my back. And, you know, it's just a normal thing.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that your bathtub is so close to your toilet that he'd be pooping while he was giving you a bath?
I would come around and he would wash my back. You know, we would sit there and we would talk and, you know, I mean...
I think that's how it started with us, too. I think that's how it started. Yeah, my wife maybe was taking a bath or something like that, and I came in. Baby, I can't wait. Busted in the door and boom.
I can't think of anything less romantic than that. I am so disgusted with all y'all in here.
So you would look at your wife differently if she pooped in front of you?
Yes.
She would be less attractive to you?
Yes. That's a deal breaker right there.
Hey, a deal breaker. If your wife, the mother of your two children.
Look, I've watched both of my kids being born. I've watched both of them. I've watched them come out of that very beautiful place. But if she were to do that and I was in the same room, I'm telling you, that would be an impression changer right there. Larry, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, morning, guys.
Bert,
I just wanted to let you know you are totally not alone in this.
Thank you.
I think exactly how you do, and I want to explain why. When you first start dating someone or you're first married, you don't do those things around them because, you know, it doesn't lend itself to a very romantic atmosphere. You don't want them to hear that kind of thing or see that. And I don't know. For me, that's kind of out of respect for my wife. It's the way I still am. It's like I don't want her to walk around saying, oh, my husband, he just lets it all go nowadays. The romance is gone kind of thing. So I do consciously try to not do that around her. And actually, it's funny, Bert, because I do have another bathroom far away that I go to, too. I don't know. It's just kind of a thing I've always done, just kind of out of respect to kind of keep the romance alive, I guess.
Indeed.
See, one of the things that Jen said on Friday, the word she used, and Jen's listening, she goes, shut up about what I did. But she used the word horrified. She was horrified at the thought that her boyfriend had heard that. And my thing is, I'm not going to walk around worried about that. I mean, I'm not going to be so self-conscious with the person I'm with that I cannot be comfortable enough to, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be worried.
That to me is that there is such thing as too comfortable.
If you're with your life partner, and I'm going to worry about having to go outside to, you know, let one.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm way too comfortable then.
Hey, Liz, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. Have I got something?
Okay.
My family, when we all get together, my mother will go into the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and she'll just sit there. And we all go inside the bathroom with her, and we'll have our family Bible reading.
While
oh, you're lying.
Come on, while she's
you
doing...
You are lying.
While she's going number two.
While she's going number two. I mean, she could be letting it all go and just farting everything up, and we'll be sitting there reading the Bible.
Y'all got problems.
Well, Jesus pooped once.
I understand.
Y'all got problems in that family.
Wow.
Do you know how deep your thoughts get when you're sitting right there? I can understand.
It's the Bert Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Here, Bert Show.
Okay, so I watched that game on Saturday. Oh, I was watching.
I'm sure you were.
I was there watching. And my stomach hurt afterwards. Like, during the game, I was tense and all.
Mm-hmm.
But after the game, I couldn't eat. I literally could not eat because I was sick of, like, all the intensity for an hour and a half.
Seriously,
I swear to you. Now, I'm a casual fan. Brock here, and just let me, as a side note here, tell you that producer Tracy said this is going to be kind of an awkward call.
Okay.
Because Brock is from Marietta, but he's in Qatar right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a 2-second delay from when we speak and when he speaks, so it may be a little awkward here. But as I was sitting there watching the game, I'm thinking, man, how intense would it be to be an American sitting there watching your own team playing against England on the world's biggest stage, man? And Brock was there. Hey, Brock.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. How are you today?
Pretty tired, a little hoarse, but generally in pretty good spirits after the match.
Tell us tell these guys about Sam's Army, because most people don't know what that is. But, I mean, years ago, there was nobody that was following the USA soccer team. Sam's Army has sort of changed that whole thing.
Absolutely. What happened was during the 94 World Cup, when it was in America, American fans were going to the games and watching the team that we were playing being supported in our own country, and our guys not getting the support they needed. So we said, we've got to organize, and thank goodness for the internet, because that made it a heck of a lot easier. Came on just the right time.
So when you say organized, do you guys like have organized chants like they do in Europe and South America and all that also?
We do. A lot of them are pretty basic. USA, USA, and variations on that work pretty well. Against England, I'm sure you couldn't hear it over the vuvuzelas, but there were a few chants about dental hygiene directed towards the English fans, and a couple some unrepeatable ones about John Terry. But
John Terry's passer, if you don't know, he was sleeping with one of his teammates, I think his wife.
Oh, that's right.
So they stripped him of his captainship, so that was a pretty easy target right there.
I want to know about these Zuzuzelas, is that what they're called? I want to know the loudness and intensity, because when we watch it on TV, it seems loud, but probably not as loud as you hear it there, right?
Actually, it was a little different. With the tens of thousands of U.S. fans and the tens of thousands of English fans at our match, there wasn't a lot of room for neutrals who were just blowing their horn crazy head off for no reason. So it was actually bearable for our match. But I can see other matches will not be like that.
How are they treated as a soccer fan, an American soccer fan? How are you being treated? Are you being taken seriously? Does anybody really think this team is going to win?
It's still the good days where we're still a bit of a curiosity. once they talk with us, once they chat with us, they know we know our stuff. We know our team. We love our team, and we're there to support them. And the U.S., I mean, that's on the fan side. On the team side, hey, last year we beat Spain. We almost beat Brazil. England couldn't beat us. We almost beat Germany in 2002. I mean, there aren't any major powers out there that we haven't beat.
I want to know who
they know to take us seriously.
I want to know who you've seen who've had the most passionate fans, the people that are running a rabbit over South Africa. Africa. There we go.
Yeah. Boy, that's tough to say. The home, anytime you're at a match with the home team, whether it's South Africa now or Germany before or South Korea, the entire country is just so, they just get so wound up, so happy, so excited that, I mean, that's the ultimate, because you can try to say something, but you'll never hear yourself because they're just screaming, cheering, singing, whatever. So it's always going to be the home fans who fill the stadium.
Give us kind of paint a picture for us of what it was like in that stadium on Saturday.
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was a nighttime game, which I love. So it's a dark sky above, and you can just see all. You look to the left, you look to the right. Everybody is standing, cheering, waving flags, you know, screaming, urging the team on to hopefully to victory. And it's really something to take in. I guess it'd be like being at the Super Bowl or being at a Georgia Bulldogs or a Georgia Tech bowl game, except that in addition to the game, there's just national pride on the line, and you want the You want the U.S. to do well. Kind of like tossing the Olympics a little bit, too.
There is something different. When it's country against country, man, I mean, it does raise the stakes, you know? Mm-hmm. It really does. Well, Brock, thanks a lot for your time, man. Now, are you going back to South Africa for the rest of the games, or are you done?
Oh, I fly back out another 10-hour flight on this Thursday.
Wow.
Oh, really? Okay, so you'll be...
No, I was just going to say, I had to come back to work.
Okay, and he's building a runway in Qatar right now. So on Thursday, he'll go back down to South Africa, watch the game, and then next week there's one more game against Algeria where he'll do the same thing.
Wow.
This is so cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. Hey, Brock, is there anything you want to say to folks back home?
I'd just like to say thanks to all my buddies and their kids who play soccer at Metro North for NASA over in East Cobb. We've had some great times, and our sons all played together over there. And I know they've been getting up early and going to Meehan's Pub at Sandy Spring and watching the game and cheering from that side of the ocean.
All right, man. Have a good time on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Bye.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.